y'all.
What?
Gotta go back to the 70s to appreciate anti-war, man. Everybody's pro-war till somebody gets killed, and then they pretend like, oh, that's terrible, you know. Too easily lied into wars. I would just want to finish a couple things about, you know, those anti-science governors. You know, South Dakota, Christine Noem. Beautiful. Awesome. 500, 600,000 trikes coming through your area, and now it's exploding. And Florida, the same. And DeSantis, Death Santis, COVID Santis, just got crushed by the education people down there. No, man, we're going to protect our children. DeSantis doesn't want you to protect your children. Neither does Abbott. Neither does Noem. Noem's got a daughter. And I just, it's so horrible knowing that these kids are going to grow up with that kind of influence on them. Okay, so before we go to Afghanistan, looks like we got a couple callers if you want to set it up. I will say that I have been anti-war since I probably was born. I watched all this horrible stuff through Vietnam. No wars end positive, people. That's the reality of it. It's disgusting. They never end smoothly, okay? But, you have to go back a little bit to, I don't know, let me give you a few clues and see if this can help people remember when we got into Afghanistan. Here I go. Smoke them out, dead or alive. I'm a war president. Now watch this drive. Remember when he's out there doing the 9/11 thing and then he's on the golf course and he makes that statement and drives? Weapons of mass destruction. Mission accomplished. None of that happened. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Probably are now. Probably got them from us. Okay, who do we got on the line first?
We got Mary first, so.
Mary, welcome.
Hey, Pizza Box. And yeah. Jason, I wish you a positive energies in your wife's recovery.
Thank you.
It's a train going by here in Tulsa. I try to be an optimist through all of these challenges. Now in sort of an ominous sentiment, I heard the comment, depopulation, actually on Devil's Radio yesterday. Thanks, Evan. And so we're under a challenge of overpopulation in the world, and hopefully, the main people who are going to be solving the population problem are the anti-maskers, anti-vaccinators. I don't like to wish any ill will on anybody, but I have arrived.
Well, we could use some science and math in this and, spay or neuter your pets, right? So if you don't believe in science, maybe you won't mind not, bringing people into this world. I mean, there's just no excuse for this. Okay, well, Mary, thank you. You're right. I don't know what to do about COVID, but we'll let Mark from the SAC join in today. How's it going, Mark? Wait, try it again. Are you there, Mark? Ain't working. No problem. We'll get back to this war, right?
I can do a great Mark impression if you... No, sorry, I'm really not.
How did I do on my George W. Bush?
Pretty good. I was screening calls. But
you should see me do watercolor. I'm pretty good at that too, man.
I'll check in with Mark here, see if I can find out what's going on.
All right, no problem. But, all that is... This is what wars are... Man, that's what they're made of, right? Death and destruction. I mean, there's just no way anybody could have thought, at least a lot of us... I'm going to rip on Biden this time, right? First of all, he tried to put everybody at ease and say, oh, no, this is going to go smoothly. And it never goes smoothly, It never goes smoothly. But then when I see a father blaming Biden for, you can't do it, man. You just can't do that without at least holding people accountable that started the damn thing and every president on through, right? Biden just tried to end it. I'm not going to give him crap about that. What I am going to give him a hard time about is the language that he used, after the attack, after the terrorist attack, right? Because it's separate from the Taliban. I'm sure they're probably cousins, whatever. But we will hunt you down. And I just, right from that point on, I lost it, man. It's like, really? We're going to hunt you down on our way out of your country because you killed innocent people. Not like we don't kill innocent people when we're warring. that's the whole horror of war, man, is the fact that just there's no winners. And the people that lose the most are innocent civilians, always in war. And I will give Hillary some credit, right? I think she's on a humanitarian mission. I didn't see anything about her profiting off of flying women out of Afghanistan so that they'll have a life, right, and freedom. I'm all for that. But then you look at Eric Prince. Didn't you guys remember Eric Prince, founder of Blackwater, brother to Betsy DeVos, who doesn't know anything about education, but everything about trying to destroy it and privatize and profit off it? That's her brother is a war profiteer. Okay, Blackwater is just like, you know, I'm sure they're like apolitical, these guys. They're just into killing, right? So here we go, you know. These are the guys we hire for war. That's their whole job is to kill. Those guys don't care about shooting dogs, civilians. We've heard stories about them laughing, making fun of it, right? Eric Prince is flying people out of there at a profit of $6,500 per head. Really? So that's probably after, yeah, you know, paying the costs. And again, people, militarization, number one contributor to climate change, which is probably the number one problem we have in the world outside of people starving and not having enough income and racism and inequality, right? They're all kind of just this cluster of just Trump dingleberry stuff, man. And I blame Democrats too, especially voters. It's like, I know you guys are faithful to the people that you vote for, but they're supposed to be listening to us. We're not supposed to be listening to them talking over or talking down what we all feel is important. Environmental, education. I mean, I can't believe these parochial schools have just taken hold on so many people. And I don't have anything against parochial schools. I have quite a bit against parochial schools that treat right-wing ideology and have faith in God over science. That's a bunch of nonsense, man. You can almost get me to swear on the radio thinking about all these people that are just destroying people's lives. That's what they do. They don't care. There are so many legislators, and I'm going to say some on, you know, our side, right? Our side, hey, yay, the blue side, right? Which is kind of funny. These headphones, you know, have blue on the left, red on the right. But can't find me a damn set of green on both sides, can I? We'll be back. Take a break, man.
We got Mark and Andy when we get back. All right.
We'll be back. Yeah, thanks. People.